We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
How do you think kindergarten students, younger kids, will deal with part-time distance learning?
Well, young children deal with new situations the way that they see those around them, their parents and their caregivers dealing with the situation. So if families can present this as something new, there's something for everyone to learn, children will do better with it.
When it comes to distance learning, is that possible at all at such a young age, 5, 6, 7?
Oh, it is. In fact, my student, Crystal Stark, who works at UB's Early Childhood Research Center, they ran this spring distance learning for 3, 4, and 5-year-olds. So it's definitely possible. I think there's different challenges depending on the family's access to digital tools and space for learning and other factors we can talk about.
Dr. Cameron, what is the consequence of missing that in-person learning time in school if, let's say, out of 5 days a week, you're only going 2 days a week to school and distance learning the other three?
Well, one important thing to think about is that's being missed is just the time spent learning routines, being with a social group. We can't make it the way it was, but I think there's good reason to think that even a couple of days a week or having routines that happen digitally is still good for the child. So, for example, if there's for my son has gotten teletherapy. He has occupational therapy, physical therapy, and speech in 30-minute sessions on Zoom or FaceTime. And he still has the opportunity to see his therapist, a person that he's known since last fall. He has the chance to meet expectations and control his impulses, so he is expected to stay on his mat during a song. Even if he doesn't want to do the song, he still has to follow the guidelines. And those are all things that happen in school as well.
Now, you spoke with some of your doctoral students about that. And what did they say to you about distance learning at such a young age for these kids?
Well, I think the first important thing is that families and children can't expect things to be normal. In other words, distance learning is not the same as a regular school routine. Related to that, I think it's helpful to focus on what is being taught and what is possible versus what's being missed. So, as I mentioned with the example of my son staying on his mat, he's developing his what's called self-regulation skills, the ability to follow directions and to control impulses. If we think about a child doing distance learning, maybe they're not getting the same literacy content as if they went to school 5 days a week, but there's still opportunities to learn really important skills. And beyond self-regulation, there's different examples that Crystal, as I mentioned, shared. We have a parent in our group, Tinghua Chen, has a 5-year-old. She gave examples of children being very excited to do show and tell. So they have a toy that they want to show their classmates and their teacher, and they bring that to the screen. I'll pause there. I'll give one more example, which is that distance learning activities can combine both what the child wants to do, which is show everybody their toys, but also teach skills. So, for example, a scavenger hunt where children are told to go find something green, go find something with stripes, go find your favorite book. Those can all be teaching different things, but also give the child a chance to engage with their peers and learn something.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.